SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Funeral services were held at the National Cathedral in Washington, D.C. today for former Vice President Dick Cheney. Former President George W. Bush expressed his condolences to the Cheney family with appreciation for the former vice president's firm character.
Dick was a stoical man, and I doubt he left his life with any complaints about the time given to him or its end. He was also a grateful man, grateful above all for three loyal, loving women who shared in his journey. As I quickly discovered in 2000, when you choose one Cheney, you get four. His busy and purposeful life was an adventure they experienced together.
Both Bush and former President Biden attended the service, along with four ex-vice presidents, Mike Pence, Al Gore, Dan Quayle, and Kamala Harris. President Trump will sit down with New York City Mayor-elect Zoran Mamdani at the White House tomorrow. At a news conference, White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt was asked about President Trump's invitation to Mamdani.
It speaks volumes that tomorrow we have a communist coming to the White House, because that's who the Democrat Party elected as the mayor of the largest city in the country. I think it's very telling, but I also think it speaks to the fact that President Trump is willing to meet with anyone and talk to anyone and to try to do what's right on behalf of the American people, whether they live in blue states or red states or blue cities.
The U.S. and Russia have drawn up a plan aimed at ending the war in Ukraine that calls for major concessions from Kyiv, that according to a person familiar with the matter. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 386 points, the Nasdaq dropped 486. This is SRN News. The Philadelphia City Council says abortion is a human right.
That body has approved a resolution stating that the right to terminate a pregnancy is universal at the behest of Councilwoman Kendra Brooks. She is also pushing for the city to make a major investment in Planned Parenthood, the largest abortion business in the country and the recipient of millions of tax dollars. At the city council meeting where the abortion resolution was approved, members also criticized pro-life pregnancy centers. Michael Harrington reporting.
The leader of an Eastern European neo-Nazi group has pleaded guilty in New York to trying to recruit others to commit violent acts against Jews. One plot would have involved dressing up as Santa Claus to hand out poisoned candy to children. Federal prosecutors say they'll seek a sentence of up to 18 years for Michael Chikvili, a 22-year-old from the Republic of Georgia. This is SRN News. The Texas Alcohol Beverage Commission is moving forward with efforts to regulate the sale of consumable hemp products.
But it's being done as questions abound over the future of the industry because of federal restrictions on products approved by Congress last week. The Texas Commission's permanent rules introduced and officials voted to begin a public input period that concludes January 4th. A vote on adoption of the regulations will follow. Proposed rules are largely aligned with those approved in September that barred the sale of THC products to anyone younger than 21. Jason Walker reporting.
A Muslim civil rights group has filed a lawsuit against Texas Governor Greg Abbott. The governor labeled the group, the Council on American Islamic Relations, a foreign terrorist organization on Tuesday. More details at SRNnews.com.